Are you ready for a change? Be it physical, mental, or emotional change, you've already got what it takes to make that happen. Your host for the upcoming program, the Mac Newton Power Hour, has trained in martial arts over the course of several decades. Time and time again, his training methods have saved or extended the careers of dozens of NFL, NBA, and Major League Baseball stars. Mac Newton has authored two highly acclaimed books, A Path to Power and The D-Factor. The Mac Newton Power Hour starts now. Here's Mac.
I've got the power! Love and happiness. Hey, yeah. Yeah. Something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Yeah. Love. Love and happiness. But wait a minute, something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone.
Good afternoon,
3 o'clock in the morning,
Phoenix.
Talking
all points west and east, north and
south. She can make it right.
My goodness, the Right Reverend Al Green. Working with us today. Good afternoon, Eric.
Good afternoon, Mac.
How you doing, baby?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Did you vote today?
I sure did.
It's a historic day today, you know.
Big day.
This is a big day.
Yep.
Very historic. Either way you go, you're going to either have the first African-American president or you're going to have the first female vice president. This is history. This is huge.
First Vietnamese veteran president also.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Hey, gang, I'm Mac Newton, and welcome to the Power Hour. Yes, we are listening to the Right Reverend Al Green as our musical guest host today. It is 3 minutes past the top of the hour on a beautiful sunny day in downtown Phoenix, Arizona. 75 degrees outside. This is it, man. Come on. I was riding my bike this weekend. It was 92 degrees out this past Sunday.
Yeah, this is the time of year to live in Arizona.
It is. It is. October and May, the most beautiful months of the year down here. Wow. Walk away with victory. Al Green. This is all so good. I mean, arguably, the greatest soul singer of all time. I mean, you can say that about a lot of our guests, but the Reverend Al, no doubt. Just don't cook any grits for the boy. That's all I can tell you. Hey, gang, welcome to the show. Whoo! We'll get back to a little talking about Al a little bit later in the show. We have got a great show on tap for you guys today. Leave it up just a teeny bit, Eric, over there. Yeah, we got a great show on tap for you today. And by the way, want to welcome in again the fabulous Natasha.
Good afternoon.
How you doing, girl?
I'm doing fabulous.
Of course. How would we call her the fabulous Natasha if she was not fabulous? Now, you know, you're wearing this special little thing here today. What kind of top thing is that you're wearing today? What is that?
Oh, I wouldn't call it special.
No?
It's just a black Burberry shirt.
Oh, Burberry. It's brand name, of course. A black Burberry shirt. Is that, what makes that special?
It looks good.
On you, anything looks good. Here, take my shirt. It'll look good on you. The fabulous Natasha. That's what happens.
Oh, thank you.
Welcome to the show, fabulous Natasha.
Thank you.
Did you go hiking today at all? Did you?
I haven't, but I'm taking my Pilates class today.
Oh, Pilates? What do you like better, do you, Pilates or hiking? What works best for you?
I love both. Well, I would choose hiking.
Really? You like that? Because you're out in the weather and everything?
Outside activities, that's the best for you.
The only problem is all these guys following you up the mountain and things like that. Is that?
Sometimes they fall down.
On the Power Hour, only here, the fabulous Natasha. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Oh, I think we got a great show going on. And as always, we got to start with our shout-outs. And of course, Ray from SoCal, Southern California. Thanks for the emails, Ray. We're getting them from all over the place, and I think we got one more we can share today. Albert in Southern Florida, Mark and Kim from right here in Phoenix, and of course, Nick and the boys up in Denver. We've got more of part three today of tapping into your most precious resource, which of course is your mind, and how to think like a winner. You know, in the whole concept of learning to think like a winner, it's a matter of just adjusting our thought process. It's a matter of getting control of the things you're thinking about on a consistent basis, rather than letting your mind go where it wants to go. You want to stay in charge of your thoughts. Let me see. I got an email here from. Where is that email? I had it around here someplace. From I think it was from Ray in Southern California. Here it is, right here. Let's see what we got from you, Ray. Oh, by the way, thanks for reminding me, Eric. I have to apologize for last week. For some reason, there was a technical glitch, and we didn't get the show up on the website until Friday. So we'll be airing, you know, as we always do, live every week at 5 o'clock on Thursday. But as immediately as the show is over, we always upload the show right to the website. But for a technical glitch, it didn't go out live, and we didn't get it up on the air. So, but we'll have all those things worked out as far as getting it up on the air. And I think, as far as I know, we're airing live right now, all over the world. The www.macnewton.com, streaming live on the World Wide Web. Do you know how the internet works, Eric? Do you know how it works? I mean, how does that thing work? I mean, what's it about?
I think it's magic, actually.
I think so, too. Yeah. It's like electricity.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those things, you know, there's two holes in the wall, and you just stick things into it, and power comes out.
I don't really care to know, as long as it works.
Yeah, it does. It works. That's it. That's all you can do with that.
Yep.
You know, that's how I see it, too. It's just magic. Natasha, do you know how the internet works?
I have no clue.
I don't either.
But I love to use it.
Yeah, don't we all? I mean, it's just there, you know? And I had to bring in some special software last week to where I guess it's a security company, and they I guess in the software it can check all your files for viruses and everything, and it found a virus called a Trojan. I guess someone had sent it in an email or something. How the heck does software find that? I mean, it boggles my mind. I got a headache trying to think about that, you know. So I think I am not going to try to get my mind around those kinds of things. It's too complex for me. I mean, how do you send in a software into the internet, which I don't even know how it works in the first place, and it hunts down this Trojan, which is a virus, and it isolates it and gets rid of it. Don't anyone try to explain it to me, please. Don't send me an email. It'll take up all of my computer space trying to explain to me how that works. But anyway, Ray sent me an email and just wanted to let me know that he really enjoyed the latest show, and he thinks it was one of our best ever. Well, Ray, you know what? I'm not going to be one to argue with you on that, but if you like that show, you just hang on, because I think we have got some fabulous shows on tap for you, simply because, well, we're live now on www.macnewton.com. I mean, we've just got more freedom to do whatever we want. I mean, we got Eric over there making this whole thing work. The fabulous Natasha is sitting in here with us. Everything is working for us to turn out all of our best work. So thanks for the encouragement, and we, again, want to live up to that. So let's get to it, okay? All right. I want to. Last week we had a monologue that caused a little bit of, I wouldn't say confusion, but it caused some. Well, I guess people were inspired by it. The immune system of the mind. And people wanted more information, and we are, but we're going to do it in the context of the show itself. Those of you who sent emails about questions concerning, you know, learning how to like ourselves more, we're actually going to do shows on that concept, on how to build and strengthen your immune system of your mind the same way you'd build the immune system of your body. It's something that I think is a byproduct of learning to like yourself a lot. It's not something that we have to really go and say, okay, I'm going to take some pills that's going to build my immune system, or I'm going to take some vitamin B12 and it's going to give me more energy, or I'm going to eat some carrots and it's going to improve my eyesight. No, it doesn't work that way. It works more on the concept of it's a byproduct of learning to like yourself a lot, and I'm going to show you how to utilize it and get more out of it. You know, at this time of the year, it's one of my favorite times of the year. It's because we got all these sports going on. You got the NBA getting started up. And Natasha, you like NBA basketball?
Oh, I love basketball.
Oh, do you?
You know.
You know. Yeah, but no one out there knows. That's why I want you to. Do you like basketball, huh?
I love basketball.
Do you like it as much as baseball?
Oh, I still have no clue what's going on baseball. I've been watching it for 3 years about, and I still don't understand this game. But basketball, it's unbelievable. That's the game I love.
Oh, you know what? That's good for me because that's my sport too. Well, what's your favorite one?
I'm more of a hockey guy.
Well, you know, hockey is cool.
Yeah.
Only on TV, you can't hardly see the puck. That's the only problem. You gotta see it live.
Yeah, you gotta. I tell people you gotta look where the players are looking.
Well, you know, on TV sometimes
it's
hard to see.
Yeah.
It is. It really is.
Yeah.
You know, have you ever seen a hockey game outdoors, Eric?
Yeah.
I mean, a professional hockey game outdoors.
Well, not live, but they played that one on outside a couple of years ago. I think the NHL guys did.
Yeah, you have to see it live.
Yeah.
To see one outdoors.
It
is just absolutely amazing, the speed. I was training a couple of players with the LA Kings,
mm-hmm.
A couple of players a few years back. And right here in Phoenix, there's a skating rink right over on Thomas, at least there was at the time. I'm not sure if it's still there or not. Well, three of the – it's still there, Natasha?
Still there.
Okay. Well, anyway, I went over there with a couple of these players, three of them, and they're professional NHL players. Now, I used to skate when I was a kid, but, you know, I'm not an NFL skater or anything. I mean, I've got good legs and I'm pretty strong. And I tell you, being out there on the ice with those guys is just absolutely amazing. They skate like the wind.
Yeah, they're incredible athletes.
Amazing. And and I remember once one was coming at me so fast, I just closed my eyes, I am dead. He's just going to run right over me. And he stopped. I mean, just spraying ice chips all over me. And they just found a lot of fun out of scaring me to death. And another thing, too, I learned about hockey is when you hit the puck, the same leg that's on the side where you're holding your hockey stick, you have to lift that leg off the ice at the same time you're hitting the puck.
Yeah.
Otherwise, your legs are going to go out from underneath you, and you land right on your butt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, would someone tell me that? You think one of these guys would tell me that before while we started hitting the puck around?
No.
No. They wanted to see the Mac Daddy take a spill, and they did. It was great fun. Anyway, I think sports matters, gang. I mean, I think that, you know, whether you like baseball or whether you like, Eric, you like hockey, or you like Natasha, you like basketball, I like them all. I've played most of them except football, and like I said, I've even gotten on the ice with some NHL players, and which is fabulous. But I think it's all good, whether it's soccer, and I think everyone should play. There is no question about it. Sports matters. I recommend all kids participate in sports while growing up. Kids who take part in sports when they're young are not only physically healthier, but they're also mentally and psychologically healthier as well. Consider this. Most people quit on things in life. Yeah, most people quit. It's as simple as that. Most people quit. But it's also no secret that successful people never quit. It frequently comes down to being just that simple, that success or failure hinges on simply never giving up. And one of the first things that all young people learn when they're participating in sports is to never give up on a game. Now, I know, Eric, you've seen games, and Natasha, I know you have too, when watching basketball, where your favorite team or the opposing team may be down by 4 or 5 goals or even 20 points in basketball late in the fourth quarter, and all of a sudden you see the other team rally, and they'll be coming back fast, and they'll be applying points and scoring, and it seems like nothing that the other team can do can stop them. They just got momentum, and the announcer says, well, the momentum has shifted, and there's nothing the other team can do, and they're trying everything. They're calling timeouts. They're replacing players. It doesn't work. The team catches them and ultimately passes them and wins. Young people learn that they never give up on a game. It's nothing but a metaphor for life. But too often people give up on their possibilities. It's too late. I'm too old. I've got too many strikes against me. Things aren't working, and they give up on a game. But not when you participate in sports. You learn through the examples that sports give that you never give up on a game. And that's what we sometimes refer to life as the game of life. They learn it early, and it's reinforced often to never quit. In every sport, there are too numerous examples of teams trailing in the late stages of a contest only to respond with a rally to win in the final seconds. So as a result, the kids grow up not just thinking, but knowing that it's never too late to win if they just don't quit. Calvin Coolidge said, "Nothing in the world can take the place of persistence. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful men with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education will not. The world is full of educated derelicts. Persistence and determination alone are omnipotent. The slogan, press on, has solved and always will solve the problems of the human race. And as I said before, most people quit. And they do. So, if persistence was the only positive character trait to be gained from long-term participation in sports, that alone would make sports important. But there's more. So it's even more important than that. In sports, we learn to make the first move. That's true. Yeah, people never think about that. In sports, you learn to make the first move, not just stand around on the fringe, waiting for something to happen, afraid to make a move, afraid to jump in. When you hesitate in life, it's like the universe takes this attitude. It says, it doesn't appear you're very serious about this. Once you develop some commitment, and make a decision, maybe then you'll get some help from us. It appears that whether we're talking about relationships or jobs, one of the major problems in life is a lack of commitment. In making the first move, in learning how to make the first move, we're making a commitment, and sports teaches that. It teaches making a commitment in spades. And in other areas of life, when one person makes a commitment, as in a relationship, sometimes it gives the other person the courage to commit as well. Oh yeah, sports matters. Maybe I'm convincing you now that sports is not just a game. It is, in fact, a metaphor for life. It matters. It really doesn't matter, though, whether one has any great talent or any talent, for that matter. It only matters that one plays the game. And in fact, once one starts to play, veins of talent that may have been hidden on the surface, that may be buried deep inside, can be revealed. Another lesson learned from sport. That not all talent lies on the surface. Sometimes we have to learn to dig deep to find it. Oh my, we haven't gotten started on this talk yet, but we've already talked about two or three items that make sports important. I know a lot of you out there might be thinking, man, what are you talking about sports and a power hour? Because it's important. Sports matters. No, it doesn't matter who wins. It matters that we play and the lessons that come from playing the game. W.N. Murray had this to say about commitment. Until one is committed, there is hesitancy, the chance to draw back, always ineffectiveness. Concerning all acts of initiative and creativity, there is one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans, that the moment one definitely commits oneself, then all of providence moves too. And you know what providence is, don't you? All sorts of things occur to help one that would otherwise never have occurred. A whole stream of events issues from the decision, raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen incidents and meetings and material assistance, which no man could have dreamt would have come his way. Certainly sports teaches how to take risks. It certainly takes risk to succeed in life, and it takes risk to succeed in sports. It's not important to succeed in sports. It's important to play. It is important to succeed in life. Sports teaches how to deal with failure. It teaches that it often takes many failures to eventually succeed. I was listening to a national sports broadcast yesterday on the radio. And they were talking about the NFL. They were talking about quarterbacks in particular. And they were talking about, the quarterback for the Chicago team, the Chicago Bears, was injured last week. Kyle Orton or something like that. He was injured. And they had to bring up a quarterback, the second string quarterback. I don't remember his name. Rex Grossman. That was his name. Rex Grossman. And I guess several years ago he was a starter, but he was ineffective. And so the announcer, who was a former NFL quarterback himself, Trent Dilfer, said, you know what? You shouldn't worry about this too much, because it takes quarterbacks in football years of failing before they learn really how to play the game. And this is what he said. He says, I've talked to so many quarterbacks who said, just as I learned how the NFL works and learned to play this game, they got rid of me because I hadn't been successful in the past. Maybe with one more chance, I would have been really successful. And you see that. You see that happen often, Eric, in the NFL especially. All of a sudden, a quarterback that hasn't done anything for a long time, Kurt Warner, a perfect example for the Arizona Cardinals, playing in the Arena Football League and an unknown college before that, all of a sudden now one of the leading passers in the NFL, after having in the past also been a former most valuable player. So, sports teaches that it takes many failures to eventually succeed. Is that an important quality in life, gang? You tell me, is that an important thing to understand and learn? You betcha. Sports also teaches that when we take that risk and we go out on that limb, sometimes it breaks. Those are the two things that can happen when you go out on a limb, Eric. Two things can happen. You can get the fruit, or the limb can break underneath you and you can fall and you can risk injury. Now, I believe that people who are experienced are taking chances. Most often, if the branch does break, they're going to land on their feet. But that's the only way you're going to get the fruit. And for those that say, well, I won't take the risk of the branch breaking to get the fruit, I feel sorry for those poor, timid souls that would rather sit on the sidelines and watch. And that would rather risk an injury or a bruise. We have to risk that in life. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. Sports teaches that. It's important that all kids play sports. Parents, all kids, boys and girls alike. Title 8 was one of the most important pieces of legislation ever enacted for young people in our country, which meant that the same amount of money that we're going to spend on sports for women as for men, and that is important. I don't care which swimming team wins a national championship. I don't care which soccer team wins. I don't care which baseball team wins. I care that everyone plays. It's the game behind the game that matters, and the lessons that are going to be learned. So make sure that your child plays. Make sure, even intramural, and I want to tell you something. Some of the greatest remembrances I have of playing sport, and I've played sport at a high level too, Eric. Catching a ball over the fence in an intramural game is just as the same as it is as catching a ball in the big leagues. Getting a hit in the final inning of your club softball league being played in Davenport, Iowa on a weekend on a dusty baseball field is just as rewarding as the same thing as getting a hit in the major leagues. It is. It's sport. It's a game. You win or you lose. It's the same thing. But more often than that, we do land on our feet if it does break sometimes. So I say, let's play more sports. Let's go out on more limbs, and let's pick more fruit. Now, that, along with so many other essays, are contained on Mac Newton On at www.macnewton.com. Go on the website, peruse around, see what you got, download these things. What you've got right now is a free sample, because MacNewton.com is open for you to register and go around at no cost whatsoever. Very soon, we're going to introduce what we're going to call our Insider Program, where you will be able to join and listen to the Power Hour, the same program you're enjoying now for free. You'll be able to listen to the Power Hour and have access to all, not just these, but all of our Power Hour shows going back over the last 3 years, all of our Mac Newton Ons and special recordings of various topics that you can download for your iPod or for podcasts. So that's what the future of WWW Mac Newton is going to bring. So tune in, go on, and see what it has, and enjoy it for right now at no cost at all. And you'll be able very, very soon to join and become an insider of the Mac Daddy Club. We're not sure what we're going to call it yet, but right now we'll call it that. You like that, Natasha?
I like Mac Daddy's Club.
You like Mac Daddy's Club? All right, or Club Mac Daddy. We'll find something out for it anyway. Okay, hope you enjoyed that, gang. Sports Matters at www.macnewton.com under the icon Mac Newton On. If you know someone who needs to hear that one or any of the dozens of others that are listed on the website, just you can email them to them. That's the best way to do an argument. I mean, if you've got a point you want to make to someone, rather than arguing with them on your own and trying to make the point, especially if they are someone close to you, like a spouse or a close friend, a girlfriend, a family member, you know, or sometimes they just dig in their heels and just refuse to agree with you, even if you make a very valid point. But if you can say, you know what, I was listening to the Power Hour last week and Mac Newton made the point. Now, I agree with you, but he was saying... Here, I'll send you his article. They've got a much better chance to change their opinion when it's a third party that they're arguing against rather than arguing against you. A good point. Something else that we're going to talk about in the future. All righty, getting back to last week, we were talking about thinking like a winner. That made a lot of sense, and I know that Ray thought it made a lot of sense because he took the time to sit down and sent an email on it, as did a couple other dozen of you guys did. And he really thinks of one of our best shows. He says, this will be one that I will listen to over and over again. Ray, such a valid point. In learning from so many of the mentors that I've had in Taekwondo and mentors like Brian Tracy and Zig Ziglar and Nito Quabin, I've had to listen to not just their points of view once. It's like listening to it four or five times just gave me the ability to understand what they were talking about. So you're going to have to listen to it several times. So you're right on the money, Ray. You're right on the point. Okay. The 7-part mental fitness program. These are nothing more than ways of thinking that you can learn and practice every day to become more positive, more confident, more optimistic. And the more you think in these ways, the better you're going to feel about yourself, the better you're going to feel that you can accomplish, the more you're going to feel that you can do it now. You can do it right now, and you can face whatever it is that you may have to face in the future. As we discussed last week, the first and most important attitude that you can practice to get the most out of yourself is future orientation. Future orientation is critical and is one of the most common characteristics of successful people, especially men and women who rise to positions of leadership. In over 3,000 studies of leadership, researchers found that the one quality that all leaders had in common was vision, future orientation. Future-oriented people think about the future all of the time. It's what they do. Future-oriented people think about where they are and where they are going rather than where they've been. They think about what's possible as opposed to what's not possible. They think about what they can do in the months of years ahead instead of what can't be changed. They don't think about the past. Unfortunately, fewer than 10% of people in our society are genuinely future-oriented. The vast majority are concerned primarily either with just what's going on right now or things in the past. Now, how can you tell whether a person is future-oriented or not? Simply ask that person this question. If your life was perfect 5 years from now, what would it look like? You can ask yourself this question as well. We're going to pick it up right there, right after our break. A little bit more of Al Green. Turn it up for me, Eric. Don't tease me like that, man. Wow. If you know who this is, email me the name of the person who first sang this song, Pretty Woman, and I'll send you a copy of my first book. Pretty Woman, I couldn't help. A Path to Power. Al Green. What, how much we got there? You guys stay exactly where you are. This is Mac Noon. You listen to Power Hour with the fabulous Natasha and Eric behind the glass. We will be right back right after these messages. The Power Hour is brought to you by www.macnewton.com. Hey gang, this is Mac Noon. And I want to welcome you to a new age. A time that offers more opportunity than ever before in the history of our great nation. We are in a time of tremendous change and opportunity, and you have to be ready for it. This seems like the world reinvents itself every 2 years, and if you are not on top of your game and are just reinventing yourself, you are going to lose out. Then how do you not? By restructuring, reinventing, and just simply learning how to get more out of yourself. And one of your greatest resources can be www.macnewton.com, where we have tapes and articles, and of course, the Mac Noon Power Hour available as resources to help you strengthen your brain power and tap your greatest resource. www.macnewton can be your destination on the internet that will allow you to get more out of your life and get more happiness for your family, to help you communicate better with your kids and understand the direction that the world is going, for you to become more patient and productive in your work. www.macnewton.com, a place where you can go and find all the tools you need to get the most out of yourself. I'll see you there. I'm Mac Noon.